We begin session 5 of the Hebrew reading course. We're on page 49. The letter that we're looking at has a P, as in P of a pod, in its center, and it is the P sound. Line 1. Pa, pa, pe. Pe, po, po, po. Pe, pu, poor. On line 2, we actually encounter some of the names of the holidays. Yom Kippur. Purim. Pesach. Sipur. Pam. Pe'amim. Let's turn the page, and the next letter does not have the P like in Peapod, and instead we describe it as a featureless face. It is an F sound or the PH, as in Philip or phone. We also find out that there is a final fe, final F sound, and we'll do some practicing of that, starting with line 1. The F sound. Fa, fa, fe, fe, fi, fi, fo, fo, fu, fu. Line 2. Off. Af. Kapo. Kaf. Yofe. Af. A. Poi. Mis. Pa. Lail. Tifi. Las. Mu. Suf. Line 3. Sof, pasuk, tefillin, pano, yifne, af, al, pi, tirdof, naf, she. We are almost entirely completed the Hebrew alphabet, and on page 51, as a means of review, they introduce us to the song Lechadodi, which is sung on Friday nights. Line 1. Lechadodi lekras kala. Pnei Shabbos nekabila. Again, lines 1 and 2. Lecha dodi lekras kala. Pnei Shabbos nekabila. Line 3. Shamar v'zachar b'dibur echad. Hishmi'anu el hameyuchad. Adonai Echad Ushmao Echad L'shem Ulesiferes V'lesihila. The chorus goes back to lines 1 and 2. L'chadodi L'kras kala P'nei Shabbos Nekabila. We do one more stanza of this song. Line 7. Likras Shabbos
Lechu v'nelcha ki hi mikar habiracha meirosh mikedem nesucha sof maaseb machshava techila lecha dodi likras kala p'nei Shabbos nekabela.
Great. On page 53, we get introduced to what I believe is the final letter, new letter, and then all we have is one exception to be complete. Page 53, this letter is twisted like a pretzel. It's the TZ or the TS sound of ts, as in pretzel. It presents itself in the beginning or middle of the word in one way. At the end of the word, there's a final letter of this form in which the leg gets extended downwards and makes the same sound. Line 1. Tso, tsa, tse. Tsei, tsi, tso, tsu. Tsu, tso. Let's continue some practice with line 2. Eitz, oretz, rochetz, rotz, chalutz, zor, tzor, eiz, eitz, zohar, tzohar. Line 4. Ma tso. Ma tsos. Mitzvah. Mitzvos. Tzitzis. Tzoharayim. On the bottom of the page, we have the blessing Hamotzi, which is recited on bread and is most famous in that it is the blessing that begins the formal part of the Shabbos meal. Line 17, Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz. Moving along, page 55, lines 4 and 5, very famous sentence from Torah. It says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Torah was commanded to us through Moshe. Line 5, Mo-ra-sha. Kihilas Yaakov, as an inheritance to the congregation of Jacob, meaning the Jewish people. Take a look at page 56, towards the bottom, starting at line 7. Eitz Chaim hi lama chazikim ba v'samcheha me'ushar. Line 9. Derecheha darcheinah V'chal nesivo seho shalom. 11. Hashiveinu Adonai Elecha v'nashuva Chadesh yomeinu kekedem. Those are the verses usually sung when we return the Torah to the Aron during the morning service of Shabbos after the reading of the Torah. Those are the verses that we sing as we return the Torah to the Ark. Page 57, lines 15 and 16, the affirmation of faith of the Jew with the statement about God's glorious kingdom. Line 15, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echod Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuso Leolam Vaed. Let's turn to page 59, and we have the exception. When the CH, the actual name of this letter is the Ches, comes at the end of the word, we have an unusual rule. It's the only letter like this, that if the A is underneath this letter and it's the end of a word, instead of pronouncing it Cha, we pronounce it Ach, as in the word Noach. Again, normally the sound of the letter comes first and then we apply the vowel to it. In this case, the vowel has a presence of its own first and then the sound of the letter kind of trails behind. Take a look at line 1. No ach yeled gadol. No ach bar mitzvah. Another example of this is found on line 6. Po say ach es Yodecha umasbi'a lechol chai ratzon. Let's turn to page 61. You'll notice the different blessings that we recite on food. I call your attention to 5, which is one of the most popular. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Shehakol Nihiyeh Bidvaro. Congratulations. If you'll turn the page, you'll see that we're on to classic review of similar letters. And this is the type of practice you spend quite a bit of time on and continually gain proficiency. We'll do one line, page 62, line 1. Ha'el ha-melech ha-gadol ha-gibor Elyon. Congratulations, and thank you for joining.